promotional consideration paid for by the following.
We spiders want to say thanks to you humans for a special arrangement. We capture all the bugs that get into your house, and in lieu of payment, you let us climb into your ears to incubate our eggs until they hatch and pour out after a couple of days. So thank you once again. Humans and spiders are friends.
I've spent a lot of time, Joe, slating everybody in the company. Backstage, I'm starting fights off everybody. I've ridiculed everyone on the roster. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants. Let me raise this. Dreamed into reality. Woo! That looks good.
Viva Presidente Trump! Ya sabemos de su onda, que un chingo nos odia. Su misión es ser el gran pito y Ron Wilson. Habla mal de mexicanos, ilegales, mimados. Si llega a ser presidente...
You do the intro soon, because...
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, northeastern Ohio, fat kid shit, macaroni and cheese like chicken wings and stuff. And I'm your host, Rubber City Redbeard, here with the greatest ever, Mr. Eagle.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Today I'm fine. Today I'm great.
Past week's been a little rough.
It's been weird.
A little stressed out.
Been tricky to rock around.
How many friends have you lost over the past week? Any? Has anybody unfriended you?
No. I have not been unfriended, but I also too, like, I haven't been like an asshole on my Facebook. I don't think. I've strayed from that. I tend to do that, but I have unfollowed at least 40 people. So I don't see any negativity whatsoever on my Facebook anymore.
Your news feed is clean.
Yeah, but no, I haven't been unfriended.
The whites are furious. I've never seen anything like it. I haven't seen white people this mad since the OJ verdict. There's a split screen with white people on both sides. Ah!
I woke up the next day and I felt like a dumbass. I was just like, I thought I understood. I thought I understood people. I just thought I understood. I just thought I understood people.
Stupid idiot.
My whole thing is like, I get it, you're upset and shit, but there is a time to let it go and start looking forward. Like,
today.
You have to look forward to 2020.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do about this now. And the fact is that the DNC completely fucking annihilated you guys. They put up a candidate that none of you wanted.
Right.
I would have voted for fucking Bernie Sanders. And if Bernie Sanders is put up against Trump in this fucking election, he wins by a landslide. He wins by what I'm going to guess would be the largest margin victory ever by any presidential candidate ever. Yep. And he still would have been, and he would have been the oldest as well. You guys were fucked over.
The
country was fucked over by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
It's their fault. And he was absolutely the people's choice.
Absolutely the people's choice. Gosh.
Could have been the people's champ. But again, looking forward to 2020.
Speaking of people's champs.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Can we please get Dwayne The Rock Johnson in?
Can we
please get Dwayne The Rock Johnson to run for president, because he gets my vote?
There's no better human being on the face of the earth. Go follow The Rock on Instagram and not be inspired, not be motivated. I mean, he just threw on this huge show for thousands and thousands of troops, right? I think it's like Rock the something. It's gonna be out in December on Spike TV.
He would literally be able to rock the vote.
Yeah, man.
If he got on there in 2020. Like, I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck. You can't do nothing about what's going on now.
Right.
So stop with the bullshit and start moving forward. Do work. Do work to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Do work to change shit. Do work to make sure that fucking rich, crazy white dudes and religious motherfuckers stop getting put in power. Because,
yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, I didn't want either one of these people in. And, you know, Eagle's opinion and my opinion differs, because it comes down to flavor of ice cream for me. Like, you know, you might like chocolate as to where I prefer fucking vanilla.
And that's the same thing with the presidential pick and the people.
Yeah.
They were both shitty fucking people, dude. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Putin was ready to go to war.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, when we're putting like 40,000 fucking bodies, troops, over along the border close to Russia, and we're moving around missile defense systems, and Putin's going, hey, what are you guys doing? And America's like, oh, nothing. No, nothing. We're just hanging out. We had some stuff parked over here, and then we needed to park some other stuff there, so we moved these things over here. And Putin's like, no, you guys are up to something. I really think it was going to go bad. I don't think there was going to be any talking if Hillary got in. We were going to have a whole other set of problems if Hillary gets in, right?
Right.
We have a whole set of problems with Trump.
Yeah.
Either way, we were fucked. I said this fucking forever ago. I also said that fucking Trump would be president. I was right.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking right. He's going to be your president.
Great job. You couldn't have made a different prediction?
Well, you know.
Shouldn't have. couldn't have come up with something else?
What do you want? You know, my psychic abilities only allow me to tell you the truth, not what you want to hear. It sucks, man. It sucks. We have a whole, like, this crazy religious set of problems. Yeah. This right-wing set of problems to deal with. It's going to be an interesting 4 years. But understand that it's going to be 4 years. There isn't going to be a second term unless he turns out to be like just one of the greatest presidents fucking ever.
And I hope so.
I hope he does. I hope he does a good job. So. Like, everybody's just wanting him to fucking fail. And
that's
I told
insane.
You so.
He
and
fails,
I told you
we
so.
Fail.
Yeah, we don't want him to fail, man. I really hope the dude turns out to be better than everybody expects him to be. You know, I really think that people are like ready for like brown bodies all over the countryside to be set ablaze.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we're just going to go back to 1852. And, you know, I just don't see it being like that. Are you going to have ignorant motherfuckers acting like that? Yeah, but those ignorant motherfuckers exist regardless.
Yeah.
And they're fucking doing that bullshit down there in the South or wherever else, regardless. Like, I've known racist people my whole fucking life, dude. We used to get into fucking fights with skinheads and shit at shows because they were fucking racist pieces of shit.
Yeah. Oh, I've gotten into it at least twice in my life when I was a teenager with skinheads.
Probably my funnest fist fights.
Both Biohazard shows, by the way.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because they don't belong there.
No.
but they always end up showing up, right?
Right.
But those were the funnest fist fights I think ever in my life were the brawls that we got into with skinheads and shit. Even when I got beat up, like it didn't matter. Like it was just, you're fighting for a purpose at that point.
Yeah, right.
You're not fighting over liquor. You're not fighting over a chick. You're fighting for something that you really believe in when you're fucking fighting a fascist-ass Nazi.
It is fun. It is fun. And
so we'll see what happens, man. Like, it's going to be an it's going to be an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be great. I hope that weed sticks around.
I know California is the big one. Nevada, maybe it was Massachusetts.
California was the huge one. And, you know, they've been medicinal for like 12 years or something like that. It's been a long time. And I think it was just time for California, you know, and because they've been doing what they did for a long time. They almost fucked it up for everybody because California, when they went medicinal, they were popping up fucking doctor's offices right next to dispensaries all over the fucking place. And if you had $300, you could walk in and get a fucking medical card.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama was going, look, I told you I'd leave you alone, but now you guys are pushing it.
You guys are being a little transparent with what
you're kind of being an asshole. So stop being an asshole. And so I think that's what took so long with California is that they needed to get their shit under control because they were still getting raided even after, you know, it was promised that the feds would stay out of it. You know, but again, they were abusing the power in which that they had. So
and hopefully the saying goes, yeah, as the saying goes, you know, whatever way California goes, so does the country. And so hopefully the rest of the country starts following suit. And hopefully with Donald Trump, even though you got people like Chris Christie and Mike fucking Pence, hopefully the businessman of Donald Trump sees the money being made and says, holy shit, guys.
Yeah.
Let's fix this economy like I promised.
Because, like, you know, Chris Christie was very adamant about
cheeseburgers.
Fast food, period.
Fucking fast food.
Like, He was very adamant about destroying marijuana in the United States, the legalization of marijuana in the United States. He believes, you know, that it has no medicinal value and the Fed is right. And it should be
thrown in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Christie is a very dangerous person when it comes to marijuana legalization, and that was probably what scared me the most, from my point of view, because everybody votes selfishly, right? Everybody has their own reasons why they vote. My boss at work votes for, you know, Democrats because he votes for gays.
Right.
You know, and even if it's good for gays, regardless, if it's good for gays, that's the way he's going to vote. Even if it's bad for Jews and bad for blacks, if it's good for gays, he's going to vote for it.
Right,
you know what I mean? So everybody votes their own way.
You got your own cause.
The things that are important to me, the medicinal marijuana is, you know, that's the biggest thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That I've ever had any kind of, like, passion for, other than macaroni and cheese. Because I really passionately love it. But it's, we're well over half the country now that's legalized one way or the other. They have to go forward. They can't go backwards. I mean, you start going backwards at this point, and I mean, what do you do with the people then? When you have 70% of the country that believes that marijuana should be medicinal, if the Fed steps in at this point and goes, no, you're going to have 70, you know, million fucking scorned children going, I don't like you anymore. I hate you, Dad. Fuck you, Dad. I'm smoking it anyways, and I am.
You know, smoke a boo, smoke a dream, smoke a bloom.
I got a pain.
Get an apple.
And then even just as bad, Nintendo didn't have pre-orders for the NES Classic, the Mini, which has 30 classic fucking games, including The Legend of Zelda, Dr. Mario, Mario Brothers 1 through 3, all in high definition. You had to go to the stores the day of release, and Amazon wasn't even taking orders till 2 p.m. You go on Amazon, like, the system has a one-star rating on it because nobody was able at 2 p.m. to get the fucking stuff because they went, clicked buy, and it was like, nope, not available, sorry. And then I was already reading reviews about how great this is. Like, oh, I got it for my kids. It's like, it just went up, like, less than 2 hours ago.
Sure.
And so you couldn't have even got it yet. It's not even shipped yet. And you're already writing a review on how great it is. So fuck Nintendo for fucking us like that. You know why you need to take pre-orders? That way you have an idea of how many units you're going to be able to sell. So you know what to put out on the fucking market.
Yeah, because apparently they're not going to have another shipment before Christmas. Like, it's going to be
That's fucking bonkers, yeah. Dude.
It's going to be January 2017, I think, until they get another shipment.
That's fucking bonkers. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Now, again,
you can get it for $10,000 on eBay. Sell it for $10,000.
And some dumbass out in Cali who fucking makes all kinds of money will buy it. And good for the person selling it.
Yeah, congratulations, Martin Shkreli. Fuck.
Whatever your name is.
That's it, right?
Again, we're on opposite sides. Because, you know, you're like, fuck Nintendo. And I'm like, look, Nintendo.
They should have known.
Nintendo took care of me my whole life, you know?
Did they?
They were there for me.
Yeah.
They were my friends.
That's why it hurts.
You know?
That's like, why guess, it
but,
hurts.
But I got to live the classics. I don't have to get mad because I didn't get to buy an NES Classic with 30 preloaded games.
They fuck my...
I have beat all of those games. I've beat them all. I've high scores on all of them and shit. You know what I mean? I'll kick your ass at all 30 games. I'm good at these games. Do you know why? Because that's all I ever played growing up. Fucking Nintendo.
That's all I wanted to play for my birthday, man. That's all I wanted to do. And then Leonard Cohen dies and, like, everything.
Why didn't you should have went to the arcade? Why didn't you go to the arcade for your birthday?
Because I was anticipating getting an NES Classic.
But then when you found out, you should have went out to, was it on Green? Isn't there an arcade in Green that's like the old school arcade?
Then I was like then I just like fell into depression.
Oh, you're like I'm going to kill myself today with cake.
And I did. I did.
Inhale these candles.
Just cupcakes, shoving cupcakes in my mouth.
I did that today.
Ice cream. You did the cupcake shoving in your mouth?
I ate half a dozen cupcakes on the way over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's...
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
That's what I did today. I've had a bad day, man. Like, I woke up. I've had a migraine all fucking day. I don't even know where that came from. But, you know, 8 o'clock this morning, I wake up, and it feels like there's a donkey on the inside of my head just kicking my face out. And I wanted to get chicken noodle soup. from Evergreen, right? The Chinese mm-hmm. joint. But I couldn't because they don't open until 11:30. Yes. And I had to do my laundry. And then when my laundry got done, I had to jet out here. So I didn't have time to get my chicken noodle soup. So I found some fucking cupcakes that were $3.50 off.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Walmart does that shit. They got that damn bakery rack in the back with like fucking loaves of bread for $1.50. Six fucking cupcakes with chocolate icing and dark chocolate shavings all over them. And $1.50 I paid for those. For six cupcakes.
Six cupcakes.
So that's my problem is when I buy shit like that for the price that I get it at, that's how I rationalize eating all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I only paid like 30 cents a piece or whatever. You know what I mean? 27 cents a piece. So it's easy to be like, you can eat all six because you didn't pay that much for them.
Right.
I'm not counting calories. I'm counting money.
Exactly. I'm eating money.
Yeah.
I'm saving.
If I was counting calories, I could only eat like one of those today. I would have had to eat the rest later. Six on the way over here. I love cupcakes. They make bad days better. Cake makes bad days better. I love cake. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. I love lamp.
So, news just broke recently.
No.
That Clutch is going to begin writing new material in early 2017. Clutch, who's playing New Year's Eve
at the door.
Cleveland, Ohio. So we're gonna get some new Clutch. We're also gonna be seeing some new System of a Down next year. Of course, they're doing that Prophets of Rage thing. You think they're just like, oh fuck, Trump's in office making money, because we gotta say a lot of great punk music and fuck the establishment music happened in the 1980s. I was born 6 days after, actually, Ronald Reagan was voted as president-elect, right? So I got to see I grew up being told, like, this is America, just say no. You know, like, everything's perfect. You get a business and you get a suit. You know, everybody's Patrick Bateman and shit.
Yeah.
But punk music...
That is what it was when we were growing up, is that you had to wear the suit.
Yep.
You were going to get a job in New York City. You work on Wall Street.
Yeah. You're going to buy stocks and bonds. Yeah. You remember bonds? Savings bonds. That's what everybody got when they were kids.
Grandmas used to give those to you when you're, you know, for your birthday. And
I actually finally got to get paid for my savings bond after I graduated I got from my grandfather. That was a good $50 that I ended up making. Thanks, man. That was, you guys thought about, you planned for my future. I think I bought a lap dance and a bag of weed with that shit.
They bought that savings bond for $50 back in the day, thinking that it would mature to like $5,000, so you would have some kind of fucking hope for college.
Yep.
Only to turn around and get $50.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. The maturity rate on that is 0% over fucking 100 years.
Bands like the Dead Kennedys, bands like Black Flag. Punk rock. Remember, whenever you think of a punk rock flyer, don't you think of Ronald Reagan with like a mohawk and a nose ring?
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping...
Or even Nancy Reagan. I mean, they used to put her on fucking flyers and shit back in the day, too.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that punk rock and hardcore kind of like make, you know, especially with the goddamn youths today. We were talking about some of our favorite millennials before we started recording this, and I was just like, they need to be... We won't name names. They need to be in better bands. But they seem like good kids, and like hopefully they start some like fuck the establishment,
it'll thicken their skin a bit. Maybe this situation will thicken the millennials up a bit.
Yeah, because these are kids that when they're looking at other white dudes that are all, you know, just like, oh, all Muslims are terrorists. Make America white again. When they're seeing that, they're like, you're representing me bad. Whoa, 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 dude. You're making me look like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So then they feel they need to go that extra mile to let you know, Muslims, I'm not a piece of shit, guys. Yeah. I'm not. And so hopefully they do that with their art. And I do think that we're going to get a lot more stuff like System of a Down coming out because people want to hear what they have to say.
They're working on a new album. System of Down right now.
Run the Jewels has a new album coming out. They're another, you know, politically charged.
I didn't get to download any of their stuff
because
I'm broke, but I did listen to some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are good.
Yeah, man.
Those guys are good. Pumping your bunions, I'm coming, I'm the dumbest. Who flame throw your fuck shit to bunions? Flame your crew quicker than Trump fucks his youngest. Now face the flame fuckers, your fame and fate's done with. Yeah.
And
I'm excited to see what the feds are gonna write.
Dude, feds.
What are the feds gonna write?
Dude, let's...
I bet it's gonna be angry. Don't stop the fight!
Feds, they're coming into Annabelle's, one of my favorite places.
December 2nd.
December 2nd. With none other than Fuck You Pay Me.
Who?
Fuck You Pay Me!
What?
There's two of our favorite bands on the show. We've played both bands a couple times.
On the show. And talk about them a lot. Huh. I know, I got my Fed shirt today. Because I haven't been over here in over a week or whatever. Like, and they were nice enough to send us a couple shirts.
Yeah. Gary Johnson, vote for Gary Johnson card. Which I did. Like, I smiled. I was like, that's dope, man.
I did that.
That's dope.
I voted for Gary Johnson. Thanks for the shirt, man. I got a dope-ass fucking Mike Tyson Fed shirt.
Yeah, I got one that's got like a pit bull fucking... Being like, bruh, 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 I'm a pit bull.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, thanks for that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they, we know that they're making some new tunes and shit. And so hopefully they're a bit charged. They're a bit charged in whatever it is that they want to write about the trash class.
I do love Annabelle. I mean, it's one of my favorite venues, man.
Yeah.
It'll be a good night.
And then
we'll be out December 2nd. We'll be out.
If you're feeling like you need to have a party a little bit funky, here later in the show, we're gonna play for you a conversation with Eric Frank from Drunken Funk,
who's good dude.
Also they got their album is coming out on the 19th at the show.
Yeah, with Unified Culture.
With Unified Culture at the Unified Drunken Culture Funk Show.
Right at the where's it at?
The Agora.
Is that the Agora?
Mm-hmm. But both bands releasing new music, and I have a feeling that a lot of people that are going to that show, they're gonna want to hear what Jason Popson has to say, because he's gonna be like, "We need to keep it together, yeah,
y'all.
We need
check
to,
it out.
We need to make this right. room unified. We need to take our cultures and unify them. It's gonna be so much fun. What other shows are coming on Thanksgiving Eve? Right, Below the Tide, Foul Spirits, Erasing Never, other bands.
Yep, that's at the Outpost.
At the Outpost.
Thanksgiving Eve. And then Black Friday, the night after Thanksgiving.
There's at least 10 bands playing on Black Friday. Yeah. Did you see that flyer?
Nah.
There's a flyer. There's Mushroom Head, who could just play by themselves.
And sell it out. This is what kills me, is because they could literally sell it out by themselves.
By themselves. Just them. Yeah. They could do two sets.
We don't need fucking two stages. We don't need 10 bands.
But they always have to have Dose. Unsaid Fate, that's fine. Have some Jackie LaPanza. Jackie's a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart.
Let her band play. They're good.
I protect her. I protect Jackie LaPanza.
So just make it Unsaid Fate and Mushroom Head and one other band.
You definitely don't need 10. Either way, whatever. It's a Greg Kelly show. It's Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly's going to have 10 bands on the show. You know what I mean? Some guerrilla entertainment style. But yeah, Mushroom Head, Black Friday at the Outpost. That show is always sold out. And that's actually the funner of the Mushroom Head shows. When
they do two stages, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. So there's going to be a festival on Black Friday, the Black Friday Festival.
If you want to call it that. Yeah.
It is that. That's That's the original Ozfest didn't have that many bands.
You're not getting like anything. You're not getting anything low priced. You're not getting discounts on nothing. You're just getting 10 bands on Black Friday.
And then the anti-Mushroom Head show is coming sometime in December, where
the anti-Mushroom Head show.
Whalen Revis, mate. Whalen Revis.
It's Revis.
I'm a good dude.
Is it Revis?
I'm Revis. Right. I'm a good dude, man. Like, I'm a real cool dude, man. My band's playing up there. We're going to be playing with Crea Diaz. You know, they got fucking Gravy, who's like, fuck Mushroom Head.
And now, I'm all like, fuck Mushroom Head.
I believe Malice 213's going to be playing that shit, probably. No, Malice 213 wouldn't play that, would they? I'm going to find out.
They would play it.
You think they would?
They would play, I don't know. I mean, they're really tight with Shroomhead.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Erasing Never's playing. Are they tight with Shroomhead?
Well, no, they're tight with Waylon.
See? The anti-fuck Mushroom Head show's coming to Cleveland. You gotta call it for what it is, fellas.
I wonder if they're gonna have shirts that say that. I'll buy one.
Matt Snyder. Cool motherfucker, Matt Snyder.
He's got great taste in music.
From Erasing Never.
Yeah. Kid's fucking 22 years old, something like that.
23, some shit. Yeah, he's young.
He's young, and he's an old soul. He's got great taste in fucking music. Loves I Hate God. Loves, like, Super Joint.
Yeah, he had Dan Lilker from fucking, Stormtroopers of Death. Used to be an Anthrax. All a billion fucking bands. One of the greatest bass players in his fucking basement jamming.
Had him in his basement.
Yeah. Corey Bing went to one of those shows. Yeah. Corey Bing.
Here's the thing is you can't get Corey to a show. Like, I always talk shit about Corey Bang. Like, Buddy will come out to a show, and I'm like, where's Corey? Oh, he's, you know, he's at home. He had something to do. And I'm like, whatever. Corey's a bitch. He's not coming to fucking shows. Where the fuck's Corey? Corey don't come to shows, man. Like, it's hard to get Corey to come out to fucking shows.
Yeah.
So, Corey showing up to Matt Snyder's basement, that said a lot. It said a lot about Matt Snyder's basement that night. That was, basically, Matt Snyder's basement was the coolest place to be.
Yeah.
It beat out all the venues. Matt Snyder's basement beat out all the venues that night in the fucking area. Good for you.
Well, you made tons of shows. You got Clutch for New Year's Eve, which I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to that one.
I'm going to. I'm sure my girlfriend's going to be pissed at me. I don't know that if she has plans for us for New Year's Eve. I know that I'm going to be at Clutch.
Yeah.
I spent 2012, New Year's Eve 2012, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the Trocadero. Clutch, Corrosion of Conformity, and King, I think, played. And I want to have another New Year's Eve with Clutch.
Mm.
It was a great night. It was one of the best ways I've ever brought in a New Year's. Was rocking out with Clutch in the house.
I saw Mushroomhead rocking out New Year's Eve, going 98 into 99 with Mushroomhead, which the show, by the way, is on, the full show is on YouTube. And it's just as wild as I remember it. That night, I saw a girl who thought she was on acid. It was the girl that I had told her that her eyeball fell out. That was definitely my favorite.
Dick move.
Don't tell me you're on acid. Just don't. Don't tell the guy. Don't tell me
you're on acid. I won't tell you your eyeball's hanging out of your face.
Because that's what I'm going to do.
That was 99. That was New Year's 99.
Yeah, going.
Do you know, and you were at a Mushroomhead show?
Yeah.
And probably where I should have been. Do you know where I was? I was at a gay club.
Oh, yeah?
I was at the Interbelt. Bringing in New Year's for 1999 at the Interbelt, and they had a buffet of food, right?
Ooh.
And they had shrimp. So I just started loading my plate with shrimp, and a little Indian dude's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I paid my fucking $10 to get in here. Like, I'm getting my shrimp. And he's like, oh, do you have to leave some for somebody else? No, I don't. I don't, because I'm not getting nothing else. I don't want your chicken wings. I don't want your potatoes. I don't want your fucking beef. I don't want none of that shit. I'm taking all the shrimp. No. No. Like, he was ready to fight me. I almost fought an Indian dude at a gay club over shrimp.
That's the title of this episode. Almost fought an Indian dude at a gay club over shrimp.
Yeah. There's really nothing coming up at the Outpost. I know Jackal's coming. I don't have the dates. I need
it's
to
like
get
December
on.
1st, I think. I know it's the first week of December.
Yeah.
But I think it's like December 1st.
You're going to bring the chainsaw, man.
He's happy. He's happy Trump won.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
You know who else is
he
happy?
He wears cowboy boots and shit. And if you can't see him, if you can't see his boots, he won't play. So I'm...
Tim Owens is probably thrilled.
Tim Owens.
I saw he put up some tweet about how he's glad Barack's leaving. And he's like, hashtag not my president. And I was like, God damn it, Tim Owens.
Crazy. Crazy how that turned out to be with Tim.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think he was.
I thought he was like a little bit more progressive minded. That's all.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to make everything the 80s
again. Rock stars are, man. Like, rock stars are kind of open dudes.
Artists.
Yeah, they're not very close minded.
You have to think progress.
Yeah.
That's what's going on in this America right now. The whole concept, the message of make America great again. Means like that Reagan era, which speaking of, Barack Obama's going out with a higher approval rating than Reagan did. Boom. Barack Obama, Barack Obama. I'm gonna miss that motherfucker so much. You know what I bought? This is how old school I am. I bought the Kiss Revenge record yesterday.
Okay.
I took Evan out for like a little shopping day, a father son, you know, like let's go buy a couple of things, let's get some clothes and shit, you know. Bought a CD, took them down to the record exchange, spent $5, got Kiss Revenge. And I was like, man, I need something new. I need something new instead of this 30 year old record.
Sure, because you know the shit out of that.
I do.
Was Kiss Revenge? Was that the one with God Gave Rock and Roll to You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Greatest rock and roll song ever written.
Dude, it is. I listened to it twice. I played it again.
The Unclean covered that. That's
really?
That's how the Unclean would finish every one of their shows, was with fucking God Gave Rock and Roll 2.
That nod to Bill and Ted.
They would jam that out and shit.
Did they have two singers? Did Mike Burns, like, did he, would no. he go up and be like, no. Oh, fancy car.
No.
Would they look at each other and kind of like, they give each other, like, we're going to fuck after the show?
They would just
play
the riff and shit, like, they wouldn't even sing it. Greatest rock and roll song.
I don't know if it's beef or not. I'm taking a quote and I'm going to just spin it in my own way.
Is it between rappers?
No.
Then it's not beef.
Kirk Hammett.
Oh, shit.
Says that Guns N' Roses has turned into somewhat of a nostalgia act.
Oh! So is Metallica.
No.
Yeah.
No. Because they're making new music that's getting people spinning. It's getting people buzzing. They put out a third song recently. Have you heard it?
But the people are hanging, their fans are hanging on for nostalgia reasons. Yeah. It's not like they've put out any fucking good music in the past 20 years. So the only reason you're hanging on to Metallica is because of nostalgia. To say they're not a nostalgia band, it's kind of hard to say that they're not.
Well,
I get that they're writing new music.
Yeah.
But even their new music is old shit.
Oh, shit.
So.
You bring up a point. That's a point.
I know.
You're making me change my opinion.
Man.
I like it when you do that.
Yeah.
I'm throwing
monkey wrenches and shit.
I'm usually not open to people changing my opinion, helping me change my opinion. But you, always. Always.
Nice, dude.
What if Guns N' Roses were to make a new album?
It would suck.
With Slash.
With Slash. I think the guitars would be great. I think it would be riffy and the guitars would be great because there's nothing that I mean, that dude, he's one of the greatest guitar players ever. I love Slash. I have nothing against Slash. Like, he's probably one of the coolest dudes. Like, he super never says cool nothing. He's just got his hair in his face all the time with his glasses, and he smokes cigarettes, fucks chicks, and plays guitar.
Yeah, man.
You can't hate that guy. So, if they write some new shit, I'm sure it will sound great as far as that goes. What's Axl going to do?
I don't know, because...
him with AC/DC was wretched.
It was so he tried, whatever.
He tried to Guns N' Roses up AC/DC, and I'm like, ew.
Yeah, he didn't change anybody's life with that shit.
No.
Not a single person.
They did get a good tour out of it, though.
Yeah.
So,
do you think Guns N' Roses is going to, at least Axl, because I don't think Slash would, do you think Axl will retaliate against Kirk Hammett and go, you guys are in the nostalgic act?
No.
Same anger sucked. Says the guy who made Chinese Democracy.
I think he's too busy like drinking wine. He doesn't give a shit. I don't think Axl gives a shit about anybody else's opinion when it comes to his band. You know what I mean? Get into a drunken fist fight with the guy. It's probably the only way you'll get anything across to him. If you punch him in the face, I don't think your words are going to hurt him though, calling him a nostalgia band. Like,
no. It's just weird for me to see Kirk Hammett sort of talk smack on anybody.
Because he seems like a Dax. How Dax is very shy and timid around people. Like, you ever go to a Dax show or a Dead Boy show or an
His
Agents
shoulders
of Oblivion
go
show?
Up,
like,
head goes very, down a little bit. Like
he's
this.
Very timid.
Hey, guys.
And so I always pictured Kirk Hammett to be that way, too, so I don't see him being too confrontational. It's... Okay, cool. They're a nostalgia band, Kurt. But guess what? They're making $2 million a show. $2 million a show. Nostalgia band or not, if you could fucking, in this day and age, and you're a band, a rock band even, and you're making $2 million a show, you're quite valid. So, I don't know what point you're trying to make with ripping on them.
Well, see
what, like, Metallica's getting ready to do stadium tours this year.
Yeah, right.
From what I hear. Like, that's
getting
going? Booked and shit.
You gonna go?
No.
Oh.
No, I've seen them. I've seen them.
I might. It depends.
I've seen them.
It depends.
Because they're going to play shit that I don't want to hear.
I always thought that. I saw them on the Load and Reload tours, and they totally played shit I really wanted to hear.
We seen them right on the first Load album.
Yeah.
And it was promoting that, and it was Lollapalooza right before that album came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were touring then, and that's when, I've told the story before, but they had cut their hair. Kirk Hammett comes out, and he's wearing a black see-through blouse.
Wearing black nail polish.
He's got eyeliner on and shit, and we're all, like, right down in front. We're five, six rows back, probably, just going, what the fuck?
Man.
What the fuck is happening?
So you didn't expect it at all?
Like, no, at all. You were like, we Metallica's were like
jeans,
coming out.
Black t-shirts, sweatbands on the wrists, right. Long flowing hair. Like, we were, like, ready for the fucking metal. And they come out like they were going to Starbucks and shit. We're like, what the fuck is happening? And then they slayed for an hour and a half. They played, like, fucking 18 songs. Two of them were off the Load album. And everything else was old. And they crushed that shit. Like, it was so good. So good. So good. I won't go see him again, though.
I saw him after on that tour when Corrosion of Conformity at the Quicken Loans, COC opened up, and then Metallica did like this giant ass fucking set. When I first heard Load, I cried.
You should have cringed.
I cried because I felt
curled
like
up like a fucking Hillary supporter and just bawled.
I was a young kid. Metallica was the band that, you know, I had the live shit binge purge fucking box set. They were the band that got me into, like, tons and tons of fucking metal bands. They got me into the Misfits, you know? And so I felt like they were my voice.
Right.
And then when I saw the album, I was like, that's a stupid, this semen blood thing's stupid. I saw the back of the album with all of them with their haircut and their new snazzy looks and shit.
You felt like somebody kicked you in the voice box?
Dude, and then when I heard that record, I couldn't stand it. I was like, why did they abandon me? But you know what else came out right around that time? Was the Great Southern Trendkill. And right. That right. And honestly made me a better metalhead. The experience with the sellouts.
Between Metallica and yeah.
Pantera. Yeah. That made me love the real shit that much more. Because I was just like, I'm not falling victim to this shit anymore.
Right.
To these fucking rich guys with the whole, all you know, because I kept reading interviews about how Lars Ulrich was like, I was talking to Alice in Chains, and they said, double kicks are played out, so no more double kicks. I'm like, you're listening to Alice in Chains?
Yeah.
Listen to the heroin band? The heroin guy band? Which I like some Alice in Chains, don't get me wrong.
I love Alice in Chains.
Angry Chair, fucking amazing shit.
Not a metal band.
Rooster, not a metal band at all.
Not a metal band.
But it's like, exactly, know who the fuck you are and who your audience is.
She has taught me well, told me when I was young.
It's like, all right, I get it. You went through your phase for the past 20 years. You went through your experimental shit. You did your symphony stuff. And now you have enough money to where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because the record business, like, it's not like they're really trying to sell CDs. The music business is dead, right? So Metallica's, they already got all their money. They're like, we can just play whatever the fuck we want now. We don't have to have people, you know, telling up.
We don't have to be approved of by people and be liked.
And I want them to. I want them to show, like, hey, we're the same dudes that made those four records. We made Injustice for All, man. We made fucking, you know, Master of Puppets.
I mean, there's no Cliff.
There is no Cliff. Yeah. That's the only guy who I've ever been upset about, like, dying after I heard who he was. Where I think I may have cried at one point in a drunken early 20s.
That's what I think about a lot of times. Like, is would Cliff approve?
Yeah. What would Cliff do?
Right now? Yeah. What would Cliff do? WWCD.
Metallica. They were my favorite band once.
I loved them growing up, but they changed. You know, it's like Friends, man. You grow up with Friends. Sometimes they change.
Yeah.
You part ways. Maybe later on down the road. Join back up.
Yeah.
You know, they got something to say that you want to listen to.
I just look forward to the opportunity of some thrash metal being played on the actual radio.
Again, radio. The first song that I heard that they put out, it was a good thrash song. The second song, I was like, But again, that one song was enough for me to go, I'm going to buy that album.
Yeah.
Because I really do want to see what that whole album's about.
And everything I've heard since then, the two tracks since then, all better than anything off Load, Reload, or Sanity.
Yeah, so. Right. So that says a lot.
There's that.
You've already beat out three albums. Three full fucking albums.
Speaking of music I'm looking forward to, we got to sit and talk with Eric Frank from Drunken Funk.
Yeah, little interview. This is a dude I've known just as long as I've known Jeff Fall.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. Now, like, me and Eric weren't friends like me and Jeff were. Like, me and Jeff were actually friends when we were younger and shit. We all went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
We're all Rootstown Rovers.
Right on.
So, yeah, I've known Eric for a long time. Always got him confused with a Davenport. I don't know why. I don't know if maybe he was dating a Davenport at some time? I don't know. I know that I've asked Eric three times in my life if he was a Davenport, and all three times he's looked at me like, no.
What the fuck, man?
No. No. But so, I don't know, 6 years ago or whatever, it was the last time I asked if he was a Davenport. I got it through my head. So we're Eric Frank's a pimp. So much of a pimp that he's got a great story for us about how Roxy
wouldn't let him leave a show.
Wouldn't let him leave.
So sit back and enjoy it. It was a great interview. It was a great time talking with him. And then when we come back, we'll get into the badass band of the week.
Yeah, my favorite time of the week.
We are calling Eric Frank.
We're going to give Eric Frank from Drunken Funk a phone call. Eric Frank's is the front man.
Yeah.
We're getting him on the phone right now.
Boom. That's what the ringing is.
That's a legit ring.
It is a legit ring.
It's like straight up. This is a phone.
He doesn't want to answer. He's like, no.
Oh, no, can't talk to you.
Fuck this now.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Yeah!
Woo! Bam!
Oh, yeah! We got Eric Frank on the line from Drunken Funk. You guys are playing the Unified Culture Show on November 19th at the Agora with Psycho Plantation. First things first, man, thank you for being on the podcast.
Hey, thank you guys, man. I love the podcast. I want to start off by saying you guys are great, and and you guys play off each other perfect. Redbeard, you know I know you. Eric, I haven't really actually met you before, but you guys are really good at what you do, man, and I really enjoy the podcast. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, thanks for being on. We just want to get straight into it. What was your favorite mosh pit that you've ever been a part of?
My favorite mosh pit. That would definitely have to be the old pits at Peabody's when it was in the flat.
The old Peabody's with the beams in the middle of the floor.
Smelled like urine and beer.
Absolutely. There was no better place to see a show than Peabody's Down Under when it was in the flat. And let's be honest, when Mushroom Head played there was no better pit than that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, those shows were crazy.
But I do actually have a pit story from there that's actually pretty cool. You guys will enjoy this. It was probably 96, 97, you know, down in the flats or whatever. Mushroom Head was playing, and it was so chaotic. There was like a sea of people laying on top of the crowd. You know, everybody back in that day and age, they would be trying to get to the stage.
Yeah.
You know, everybody would be trying to get on the stage. Well, anyways, at some point, security and the band got sick of all that. So here comes me, and I'm going up onto the stage. Security grabs me and throws me outside the back door, just manhandling me like a motherfucker.
Get the fuck out!
Throws me out the back door, and it was probably 20 degrees. It was the middle of the winter. I don't even think I had a shirt on. So they slam the door on me, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I going to do now? You know, it's freezing, I'm sweating. And no shit, 2 seconds later, the door flies open, and it's actually Roxy. She actually saw me getting thrown out, pulled me back in,
ooh.
And I just ran straight from, I just ran straight from the back, right off the stage, back into the crowd. So
Roxy pulled you back into the show?
Yeah.
You definitely didn't have a shirt on.
Those guys a little bit.
You definitely didn't have a shirt on. That's why. She was like, that gentleman was too sexy to be thrown out. He needs to come back in.
Right? so that was pretty cool. That's one that stands out in my mind. Sure.
That's awesome. That's a good time.
Yeah, man. That.
I've had my ribs broken at that venue. So we used to get
there was no harder pit.
No. They were great. Between there and the Robin Hood, I think. And the only thing the Robin Hood was lacking was the beams in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, the giant beams. Yeah. When somebody would charge at you and go to, like, give you a spear, you just step out of the way and watch them just ram head first, get a concussion. Oh, so good.
I've seen so many people head first into those things.
I don't think it was built for mosh pit.
Yeah, no, I don't think so at all.
So, Drunken Funk, you guys have... You're working on an album? Are you guys done recording a record, or... What's going on with that?
We are actually done recording the record, and it's sent out. We're actually supposed to be getting it back this week, so it will be available at the show next weekend.
Oh, nice.
So very Unified nice. Culture is going to have a CD release, and Drunken Funk's going to have a CD release at the Agora at the
absolutely.
Same time.
That is nice. That's brilliant.
That is absolutely awesome.
So yes, the Agora, November 19th, Drunken Funk, Unified Culture. You guys, both bands go hand in hand. It's going to be an absolute fucking party. Tell people what they can expect at the show.
Well, I can tell you this, and I'm really stoked about this show, and they do it right. Unified Culture does it right, and I'm not saying anybody else does it wrong. But, you know, there's only three bands at this show. And, that's something that people can dig. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that don't go to shows anymore because they got to sit through 47 bands to get to the ones that they want to see. On Saturday night, it's just going to be Psycho Plantation, us, and Unified Culture, man. And it's, they can definitely expect a lot of funk, obviously. We do go hand in hand with Unified. That's why, when they play, and, we throw our name in the hat, or our name in the ring, those guys are always gracious enough to have us, and we appreciate it big time.
Well, that's fucking awesome, man. Everybody, go get your ass to the Agora on the 19th. A lot of brand new music CDs being released. Spoiler alert, Badass Band of the Week this week. Going to be Drunken Funk. We got some new Drunken Funk this week on the show.
I've already said that you guys would have been Badass Band of the Week a long time ago had we had a fucking song to play.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. It's just taking us a while to get to get everything recorded. The CD was actually produced by Don DiBiase. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Don, but Don's a great guy. He's a prominent figure in the Cleveland music scene. He plays guitar for Unset State, and he's actually the producer of the newest Mushroom Head album that's going to be coming out.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of cool that we were working with him at the same time he was working with them. It's just a cool thing, you know what I mean? It's really cool. Don's a great guy too.
Well, yeah, man. Well, thanks so much again for being on the show. Make sure when you see Jason Popson, give him a hug for me.
Pat him on the bottom for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When you pat him on the bottom, give him a beer at the same time. That'll kind of ease over the bottom patting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Eric.
You're awesome.
Kick ass at the motherfucking show, sir.
And thank you, guys. I'm much appreciated. And keep doing your thing, guys. It's awesome.
All right, you do the same, man.
Thanks, dude.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Bye, brother.
Thanks. Later.
That fucking guy. Such a nice dude.
One time. It's that time.
Badass Band of the Week!
We're playing you an exclusive, something that you've never heard before. Badass Band of the Week is Drunken Funk.
Drunken Funk?
Playing this weekend, November 19th at the Agora.
One of the greatest venues of all time.
Yes.
Everybody has fucking played at the Agora.
Psycho Plantation, Drunken Funk, Unified Culture, one of my favorite bands.
This show is going to be off the fucking hook.
Dude.
I expect it to be sold out and definitely a sea of folks.
A party.
Yeah.
A fucking party.
It's going to be a drunken, funky-ass good time.
Between Randy Quay and Craig Martini, who should have a bass-off, by the way. Here's a suggestion. Bass-off.
Bass-off.
Bass-off. I'm listening to the groove, we were talking earlier. I'm listening to the Groovesmith and shit, like running errands, and I'm just like, so bassy. So bassy.
Yeah.
I love that shit. I love it. It's better than the Chili Peppers, okay?
Yes.
Chili Peppers. What is your take on the Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way?
Blood Sugar Sex Magik was the last good album they wrote.
Ooh, I would say that it was the first and the last.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I thought they went overboard when they got Navarro in the band. I don't know what was going on there. I don't know what was going on there.
He's a rock dude, and he's whatever, had to look.
Pink cut stealing. But Drunken Funk. Drunken Funk, man. Their album is coming out. They got an album coming out on the 19th at this show.
It's the Unified Culture CD release party.
Yeah.
And
the Drunken Funk
CD release
party.
Yeah.
Unified Culture hasn't released a CD in forever.
20 years.
Yeah, and I've been dying to get my hands on some recorded Drunken Funk. And
I've said before, like, we would have been Badass Band of the Week a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
If we had had something to play.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
They finally got their fucking asses in the studio.
Thank you, guys.
Laid down an album.
We love you for it.
Thank you. And we finally get to fucking bring a little bit of their magic to your ears.
Yes. And so without further ado, I say we give it to the people. In a nation divided, we keep you united.
Very nice.
This is some stand-up from Drunken Funk. We're going to get our asses out of here. We're going to talk to you next week. So until then, my name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
And that's never going to change.
Never.
Bye.
Insecurities build me up. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Let's question your validity. We all bleed for these liberties. Life is what you make of it. Moving on, you can't forget. Forget. Compassion and emotion I was born without. Resist, push back, breathe in and out. Stand up, stand down. Integrity born out without a doubt. Without a doubt.